how do we decide what to be satisfied with? When do we make the decision of being satisfied? In general, it is purpose that provides perspective. For example, if I have to go shopping for some new clothes. Now, yes, I need to get some new clothes which look good. But I can go to a clothes mart, I can spend 24 hours over there looking for new clothes. Sometimes people can spend months looking for a good dress. Now it depends on for what occasion is it. So if my purpose is clear, okay, now this is, say somebody is getting married. And at that time they would like to have very attractive clothes. So spending some time at that time is okay. But if I'm just, as in not just a new set of clothes I want to wear, and for that I'm spending 1 month searching for it. So that will be a waste of time. So purpose provides perspective. If my life doesn't have a clear purpose, then I won't have a perspective. What to spend how much time on. So similarly, when we say that we should be satisfied in our material life, that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to stop our material life, but it is more in terms of we see that my overall life has this purpose, and within this purpose, this is worth this much time. So for example, if I decide that in my profession I want to grow. It's not that when we decide I'll be satisfied, that means I stop working in my profession. It may just mean that, you know, I have other things in my life also. So this I will do for this many hours. And in this many hours, whatever I can do, that's good enough. Any activity we can do till it occupies even 24 hours of our day. But our life is not just our work. Our life is not just the money that we earn. That's important, but that's one aspect of our life. So if we have a clear sense of purpose, and that sense of purpose comes by regular study of scripture, because it's not that one day I set a purpose and it will stay with us forever. If some devices, if you want a temperature in your house, you set it at this level and that's the temperature it will stay. So they say that these devices are set and forget. They'll stay like that. But our life's purpose is not like that. We set the purpose and then we forget the purpose.
So it works the opposite way.
In the sense that we set the purpose based on understanding really what is important in life, how our priorities should be. But this comes in, that comes in, that comes in, and that. We forget our actual priorities, and then whatever comes in, whatever grabs our attention, we go away with that. So that's why repeated either study of scripture or association with people who are discussing scripture, that helps us, that reminds us of our purpose. And based on that purpose, we can decide, we get a perspective of what to give how much time. So there is no one level which is enough for everyone. It's like food. We all eat different quantities of food. But how much we should eat, that is up to us. Krishna says, the Upanishad says that we all have our quota. Tena tena bhunjita magrudha kasisiddhana. How do we know our quota? Basically, it's like, how do we know our food? If we eat too little, if we eat too much, naatya ashnatasthu yogosthi na chekantam ashnata. Na chaati supnashilasthi jagrato nevacharjuna. 6.16 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that one who eats too much or one who eats too little, such a person cannot become a yogi. Similarly, one who sleeps too much or one who sleeps too little cannot become a yogi. So Krishna is talking about balance over there. So just as by experience, by observation, we understand, okay, now maybe I'm eating too much, maybe I'm eating too little. So it's a balance that we learn through experience, through intelligence and through experience. So similarly, with respect to deciding what to be satisfied with, that is not necessarily like one line in terms of, okay, that's enough. It's more a line that we repeatedly learn where to set based on intelligence and experience. But if we have a broad purpose, that will give us a perspective to decide this. So when we recognize that satisfaction in today's world, satisfaction is sometimes seen as negative. Because if you're satisfied, you will no longer have the drive to achieve. You will no longer have ambition. But that is not what we are talking about. It's not that we are saying that, you know, don't look at what we don't have. What I'm saying is, where does our steady vision stay? Where does our sense of identity come from? If my steady vision is always staying at what I don't have, then my sense of identity will be that, oh, I'm always inadequate, I'm always unsatisfied. So in the mode of goodness, in Sattvaguna also one can work hard. In the mode of passion also one can work hard. But in the mode of passion, in Rajoguna one will always be haunted by the scarcity mentality. Lobha pravrittir arambha karmana mashamaspraha. Krishna says in the mode of passion the character is lobha. I don't have this. Karmana ashamaspruha, insatiable desire. So no matter how much we have, we will feel I don't have enough. The scarcity mentality will be there. There's constant dissatisfaction causes. Rajasastu phalam dukkham. Krishna says the mode of passion leads to dissatisfaction. Whereas in the mode of goodness, also we can work very hard. We will look, okay, this is what I don't have, this is what I have, I want to get it. I want to work to get it. But that doesn't mean that is what I am constantly thinking of, and thinking about that is constantly keeping me dissatisfied. You know, I am grateful for what I have. There is abundance mentality. Yes, I have enough. But I would like to do more. I would like to contribute more. I would like to get more. But that's not what where our self-identity is based. So by studying scripture regularly to remind ourselves of our purpose, and then through intelligence and experience we can decide how do we cultivate satisfaction and discipline in our lives. Okay, thank you.